This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Pick up the last hour, if you can, off the podcast. And I mean that sincerely, because I got to tell you, if it doesn't bother your heart to see what the left is doing to your children, to see what the left is doing through the court system to your children. We just heard from a man, not only can he not bring up his child in his biological body, but he can't bring up his child in the ways of God. If you don't see an atom bomb explosion behind you with that comment, with that statement, there's something wrong with you. And for you Christians who have been hanging out for decades, saying, well, we're supposed to live peaceably with everybody. They got to live peaceably with you, too. You are allowed to fight. Read your Bible. And I'm not talking about, you know, wiping out neighborhoods. That's not what I mean. But you stick, look it, Jesus told you. It was really simple. You're supposed to, if you cause harm to those children, let me explain something to you. Right? He said it'd be better that a millstone be, you know, wrapped around your head, your neck, and you throw it in the river. You know what a millstone is? It's so heavy. It's so dense. They use it to grind down other stones. That's how thick it is. You ain't coming back up from the bottom with one of those around your neck. And what a way to die. Drowning. That's so peaceful, ain't it? Jesus said that. You're loving, kind, you know, pacifist. Lord, no, he was anything but a pacifist. Look at what he said and what he did. Look at the stances he took. When are you guys going to get up? When are you Christians who have kids? When are you going to actually live out the word of God and not just walk around, yes, brother, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ and I'm going to turn my other cheek and it doesn't matter. I've got people close to me right now making me crazy because they'll say stuff to me, well, that's not what I'm called to do. And that's how you are called to do everything in the Bible. You do not wait for the Holy Spirit to tug at your head and say, oh, your job is to feed the children. No, no. The Bible tells us we're supposed to take care of widows and orphans. Everybody. Not just when you feel like it. And when Jesus said, don't cause harm to these little ones, he's talking to you. That means if you vote for somebody who allows, I don't know, operations, sex change operations on kids that are 6 years old, you have brought harm onto a child. I want to see you answer God on that one. Let's see how that works out for you. The kids are a big deal because you know why? They're the most innocent. When you start to become 16, 17, 18, 19, you start getting in those older ages, and I do mean older ages. When you start getting up there, you're making your own decisions. But at 4, 5, 6, 7, barely out of the womb, they don't have a shot. They don't have a chance without us protecting them. We're the wall of men. We're the wall of God, true, honest God believers that are actually standing up for these kids. I want you to think about this. The government has just told somebody, you cannot bring your biological male child up as a male. You have to bring him up as a female. And on top of that, you cannot read him anything, teach him anything, speak anything to him that questions his gender. Can't read Genesis out of the Bible to him. What do you think about that? So now, they're telling you how you can teach your religious belief and to scrub science and go in the other direction. Come on, government, because you Christians have been sitting on your butt getting along with everybody. You can't get along with the devil. Do you know that? He's only looking to do one thing to you, take you out. So if you're not sticking up for these kids, you're, what's that guy, Kevin from Shark Tank?
Yeah.
You're dead to me. If you can't stick up for anything else in your life, stick up for the kids. All right? Take a shot. Get out from behind the tree. People take shots at me all the time. I don't care. I only care how God's going to look at me in my last day when my heart stops beating, when God looking me in the face. I want him to say, you did a great job of what I gave you. If you're not protecting the kids, again, you're useless. Sorry, guys. New racist campaign against Kamala Harris. Apparently, she's not black enough, and people are pounding on, like a Twitter war going on for those basically saying, you know, you're racist if you don't believe she's black. Here's a problem with that statement. She's not. It's not that she's not black enough, or she's a little black but not quite. She's not. Just like President Obama. He was not the first black president. He's the first half-black president. Have you seen pictures of his mother? That is not a statement of racism. It's a statement of truth. He's half-black. Real simple. You can call him black if you want. If he accepts that, that's good for him. I don't walk around going, we had our first half-black president. Everybody else called him black. I don't care. But when Kamala Harris and people around her start to sell her as being black, now notice, all of a sudden, the African-American word has been flushed. Have you noticed that? Right, God, can't even talk about it. But as somebody, yeah, took the wind out of my sails, but that's okay. But as somebody said, you know, her father's Jamaican. Her mom is East Indian. Hello? Anybody home? You can't get African-American out of those two. Matter of fact, if anything, I'm more African-American than she is. I'll explain that on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. Don't just sit there picking your nose. Oh, I'm sorry, drooling on the side of your mouth. Whatever it is you do during the, you know, during the show. What? Well, come on. I mean, take some action, right? I mean, it's really that simple. Just take some action. Hit up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the conversation, you know, check out the stories we've written. It's just so much going on there. Engage. Seriously engage. We were talking about Kamala Harris apparently not being black enough. So the left is beating and berating on the right, which is, this is exactly how they do this. They jump all over your stuff on a non-truth, on a non-reality. Somebody called out the fact that Harris is not black. And the left are now calling people racist for doing such a thing. I think this is hilarious. See, the truth thing really eludes them. And once they get something in their head that it's a certain way, that there's a certain issue, a certain way of dealing with things, they're gone. It's over. You know what I'm saying? I find it very funny. And it's funny to watch them go crazy. Right? It's just like when President Trump and Little Rocket Man, they got together, they shook hands with the DMG. He's the first president to go ahead and my God, he was with that little dictator, the killer, the monster known as Little Kim. But Castro was fine. See, shows you what a bunch of hypocrites you are to the left, right? Castro jails and experiments on prisoners on a regular basis, political prisoners. They cleaned up the streets before Obama got there. You know why? They didn't clean up the streets by giving people food to put them in housing. They yanked them off the streets and threw them in jail. That's okay. In Iran, if you're gay, they simply throw you off a building. No biggie. Where was the outrage? No, these were moments that only should be written in history as what an accomplishment. He said, not only did our first black, half black, president go to Cuba, first president to step foot over there like in 50 years, and, you know, this is crazy, this is not working, we need to. Well, sure, what we've always done with North Korea is we throw them a couple $1 billion. They leave us alone for a while. They stop the saber rattling. They got some money, and they're happy. You know what happened with Trump? I ain't giving you nothing. You get no money. Let's see how long you can keep buying fuel for those rockets you throw around. And he's an animal. He's the bad guy. So this is the thing we've always taught as kids, right? And even in church you taught this. Hate really will distort your vision. If you start off hating somebody, if you buy into this stuff, there's no room for love. Jesus tells us to pray for enemies. If you see him as an enemy, why aren't you praying for him? And not to drop dead. I prayed for Obama. Didn't like the guy at all. Not one iota. But I prayed for him. I prayed for him to be successful. I prayed for him to be good father, good good father, a good husband. Seriously. Because that's what my book calls me to do. All right. I know, I go on these little trips, side trips. We were talking about Kamala Harris and how everybody's up in arms because people on the right are calling her, saying she's not black. But she, the very simple fact is she's not black. And she's not even black enough. Right? I mean, African-American, sorry. Her dad is Jamaican. Her mom is Indian. So she's not an African-American. And I joked, I said, I'm more African-American than she is. My family's from Sicily. Who occupied Sicily for the longest time? The Ethiopians. And the last I checked, they weren't from England. Get my drift. Right? So just it's just amazing. Again, the truth is what fits the moment for them. Come on, let's be honest about it. The truth is truly simply what fits the moment for them. And you see these things going by on Twitter and other places, you just have to laugh. I just laugh and giggle because you're not going to win those arguments. There's nothing that you're going to do where you're going to come out on top. All right, more Democrat lunacy. And it's just, you know, again, you want to see how the rest, you want to see how the rest of the country lives? It's really, I mean, how the rest of the country would be run if the Dems had a hold of the presidency, the Senate, and the Congress. California Democrats now are pushing a bill to allow non-citizens to hold party leadership roles. Non-citizens, people who aren't supposed to be here to begin with. And at that nut job in San Francisco, Scott Wiener, Senator Scott Wiener, Democrat out of San Francisco, he's spearheading a bill that would allow non-citizens to serve as state convention delegates and county committee leaders. Isn't that great? So you can have somebody who broke the law to get here, who's living here, breaking the law, maybe living off the system, and yet they want him to be part of society. So, you know, this is truly good. Why don't we do this? See, this would be perfect for the Dems. Because, you know, inmates, they don't do much all day long. They just sit around doing nothing. So instead of us constantly looking for jurors, right, here's a way we can fix the problem with our jail system. Let's just simply go into our jails, you know, our county jails, our state jails, right? And we just, well, all we can do is, you know, if you're supposed to be under a jury of your peers, then if you're a criminal, right, even though you haven't been convicted yet, but you're a criminal, you've done a robbery, maybe you should, your jury should be a whole bunch of guys that have been convicted coming out of jail. Let's go ahead, and you can take the inmates, we'll make them the jurors, and I'm sure within a short period of time, there won't be many convictions, the jails won't keep filling up. Look at all the problems I just solved, right? Isn't that kind of the same thing? Let's allow the inmates, the guys who've been convicted of crimes, decide whether other people have committed crimes. What do you think? Think it'll work out? Current state law limits the ability of non-citizens to participate in party politics. The new bill to let them serve as state convention delegates, county committee leaders. In California, in the different counties, the parties have elected positions to sit in those seats. So the California State Senator Scott Wiener, a Democrat from San Francisco, he was one of the lawmakers behind the bill. His request for comment, you know, there are plenty of conservative outlets that asked him to come out and speak, wouldn't do it. Why? What are these people so afraid of? If they're sure that they're right and this makes sense, come on a news outlet that will actually ask you a question and not throw you soft serve ice cream. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A military jury has acquitted a decorated Navy SEAL on all but one charge. Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher was accused of premeditated murder in the 2017 killing of a teenage Islamic State fighter in Iraq. He was found not guilty. His attorney, Mark Bucchese.
Suffice to say, huge
victory, huge weight off the Gallaghers, huge victory for justice.
Gallagher was found guilty on one charge, posing for pictures with a dead body. The 2020 census will now be printed without a question about citizenship. It was just last week when the Supreme Court ruled the question was being sought under a false pretext. Opponents of the question had argued that its inclusion would lead to the undercounting of certain demographic groups. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really mean that. 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation, okay? Don't just sit there yelling at the radio or, you know, whatever. Just get involved in the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And you know what? You got to get information from both sides. You really do. You have to find out all sides of the conversation so you know where people are getting their facts, you know where they're coming from. Just craziness. This is just flat out craziness. Anyway, you know, we need to continue to send, we have to stop these boneheads from doing what they do. And part of the way to do it, look at, I know some of you, you've got kids, you've got jobs, I mean, seriously. In a couple of days, we're going to be celebrating Independence Day. And on Independence Day, on the day that these men signed the Declaration of Independence, I want you to think about something. Do you think that they just did it nonchalant, like they were going to, you know, to get a burger at the burger joint? Like it was no big deal, yeah, we're going to put up a fight, whatever. No. What they did was they knew that they were giving up their, I mean, I'm not being melodramatic, they were giving up their lives. And it wasn't like once they got caught, somebody was going to, show up and shoot them in the head and get it over with. Oh, no. No, they tortured these people before they killed them. And the only reason we won then is because we weren't playing by the gentleman rules of war. We were doing guerrilla warfare. That's how it works. It was all about guerrilla warfare, period. And that's how we won. And now what are we trying to do? We're trying to be gentlemen. Stop it. I'm done. My attitude over the last few years, when it comes to politics and political, have changed dramatically. Right? I'm even willing to, the stuff that's not a big deal to me, I'm willing to go along with them so they think I'm part of the team, and then I'll nail them later. Because California will lose for many reasons, and it's going to lose more and more seats because Republicans have no spine. Republicans will not take a stand. When Republicans start standing on their principles, right, when they start stepping out on their principles, then we'll win. We'll start to bring it back. But until they do, there's no reason to vote for a Republican over a Democrat because you're getting the same thing in most cases. I'm a Republican. I want Republicans to rule to get in. We've got somebody running for Congress in California right now who openly says, I mean, basically she's a progressive Republican. I won't give you her name, and I'm not going to even give the congressional district. It's not right to do that. Not until they really get into it. All right, she is for open border. Not the open borders the way the Dems are, but pretty darn close. And health care for all. I mean, this gets, again, we have so conditioned our young people, our young Republicans, that you've got to come more to the left, you've got to come more to the center and lean a little left in order for you to get seats. No, if you have to give up your principle, you don't deserve a seat. You have no business being in the seat. Back to the Democrats wanting illegals to have positions, to be able to take positions in their county, administrative roles. But there's a law against it, so now they're working on changing that. Then went on, the senator goes on to say, what's his name? Oh, yeah, Wiener. How can you forget that name? Senator Wiener goes on to say that we need to continue to send a very, 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 very loud message that we are going to embrace and uplift and support all American immigrant neighbors. No, no, no. He is a liar. It's not what he means at all. What he means to say is, see, you're not an American if you come here and you won't embrace and become part of. You're not an American. I don't care what you say. You're not an American. Are you a son or child of God if you reject God? No. How does that happen? Because you break into my house, you eat my food, you sit on the couch when I come home watching television, does that make you a Messina? No, it doesn't. So Wiener is being disingenuous, at best, a liar. We have to support all American neighbors. No, you mean you want to support anybody who's in the country, period. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, who quoted him, he added that the current White House has caused a great amount of fear and anxiety among many immigrants. No, he has caused a great amount of fear and anxiety among illegal immigrants, people that are breaking the law. You should be afraid. When those lights go on behind you from a police car and you're doing something wrong, you should be afraid. If you ain't doing anything wrong, they mean nothing. This bill would only be applicable to leadership and delegate positions within the party and would not apply to the California Republican Party. Bet your buns. So what they're saying is delegates, people who make the decision on who can run and who can't run, people who make decisions on party on a party policy. Isn't that great? Local Democratic officials in discussion, the bill suggested could apply to some, well, undocumented immigrants, including those so-called dreamers, young immigrants brought illegally to the U.S. as children who were given temporary deportation reprieve under Obama administration, who said he had no legal right to do it, but he did it anyway. Think about that. I have no right to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. We go to jail for stuff like that. SB 288 has been widely panned by Republicans in the state who argue that the measure is less about helping immigrants and more about Democrats pandering to the progressive base. And the progressive base here is big. Really. It's a pandering and an arrogance, Sean Steele says, that he hasn't seen before. This is what happens when you have too much power. And that's a true statement. The inmates are running the asylum right now. And they have way too much power. Nobody stopped them. Nobody to check them. In an already liberal-leaning state, Democrats won supermajority control of both houses of the state legislature. Again, no reason to vote for Republicans when they vote like Democrats. Given the party control in Sacramento and that the bill only pertains to Democrat delegates, right, this is going to pass easily to the register. You know, they're little bites. They're baby steps. We've talked about this before. You know, what's the big deal? So you can't pray in school. What's the big deal? Well, You tell me now. All you Christians in the 60s and 70s, we can't pray in school anymore. What's the big deal? The kids will pray outside. Well, they don't. And the teachers make fun of them. And then other kids make fun of them. Because, you know, they believe in a God. They believe in that kind of stuff. It's just amazing to me. I'm just going to keep pounding on our Christian friends until you guys decide to actually you want to do something to change things. I'm not joking. I'm serious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. It'd be really cool if you did that. And I'm not just saying that. I mean that sincerely. I want you involved. I want you engaged. All right. The other thing was, you know, did you guys hear AOC's lies about, you know, that the inmates, you know, look, somebody just asked me in the chat room, and they're not a long, long time listener. You've heard me say this a million times, some of you. You want to make a change? You don't have any money, or you only have a few bucks, because everybody thinks it's about money. It's not about money. I mean, money's great. You look around at your local politics. Who's running for city council? Who's running for school board? Who is running for these elected positions? Then you find out who you can get behind. Not somebody who sounds good, but you do your homework. And you find out from others maybe that have worked for that person. You look them up on the internet. You find out what their votes have been in the past. What have they been doing? What do they stand for? And then once you get that all out of the way, then you can volunteer for them. And it could be minor things. It could be mailing postcards, sending emails, fielding phone calls. There are so many things you can help to change your community. But it requires that you pay attention. You've got to do a little work. Look, here's the deal. If you're waiting for somebody to spoon-feed it to you, I don't want you on my side. All right? Let that sink in. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Oh, it's the last segment. That stinks. I got so much more to say. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, on the AOC thing, right, she's been screaming that they had to drink out of toilets. Now, I am not, not that I've ever been in a jail cell, but there were pictures of some of these toilets that they're talking about. And, you know, most jails, they use, and again, not that the detention centers are jails, but God forbid I wouldn't even say that.
They are.
But the thing behind it is they're using the same kind of equipment because it lasts longer. Right? I mean, if somebody gets mad and starts pounding on it, they're using stainless steel toilets with stainless steel covers. Okay, and on top of the toilet, not the very top of the toilet, but if you were to stand up and kind of straddle the toilet a little bit, there's a sink to wash your hands. It's not toilet water. It's clear water. Clean water. Right? What does she think the tank fills up with? Toilet water again? Really? I mean, somebody, a lot of you guys that listen, you can give up a brain cell or two. Maybe we should send it to her. Might help her. I don't know. I'm just guessing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I just, you know, this, I'm done with this, you know, story about the Democrats trying to legitimize illegals, not undocumented, illegal aliens. And again, I guess their voter rolls are going away, right? They're losing union people to Trump. They're losing the black community to Trump. They're losing the Asian community to Trump. My God, I mean, they're really good at this. So instead of figuring out how to pull them back, instead of figuring out how to work with them to get them back in the fold, they're, you know, like, I'll just abandon it. I'm going to go in a different direction. Right? God bless. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, you know what, and I love these. This is a quick one, right? I love these two. Hannity, again, he crushed Maddow as, you know, news tops MSNBC, CNN for the 70th, think about this, 70th straight quarter, right? So all those other news sources, maybe this is why they get so crazy. Fox, and even though I used to be a big fan of Fox, not so much. Right? They've been the most watched cable news network for 70 consecutive quarters. They finished the second quarter ahead of MSNBC and CNN. Now, CNN is having a major problem. Right? They can't even get it. In most cases, they can't get it. What's the one you always watch? Was it the, not the History Channel, what's the other one? Oh, Hallmark. They can't get ahead of the Hallmark Channel. The Hallmark Channel. A channel with all white people doing Christmas movies all day. They can't beat that channel. And Hannity kicks Rachel, you know, Madcow's butt most of the time. So he beats her during the day. He beats her. I mean, they're just amazing. The average viewer for Fox News, 2.4 million viewers during primetime. It's ranked as the most watched network in all basic cable from 8 to 11. So, you know, people are having their dinner. Then they say, well, I'm talking like it's 1970 again. But, you know, you have your dinner, you sit down on the TV, you watch a little bit of the news, kind of get caught up on everything. MSNBC came in second place with only 1.7 million. And right behind them was TNT, ESPN, and HGTV. I can't find CNN. CNN finished, oh my God. CNN finished 15th. How do you like that? With under a million viewers. And let me see. And they finished behind Discovery and the Food Network. Oh, you got to, man. You got to feel really bad if you finish behind the Food Network and you're a news source. You know what I'm saying? All right, sorry. I was having too much fun with that. I apologize. I should. My wife always tells me that I should, you know, be happy about somebody else's demise. But I mean, come on. These people are so full of themselves. They're so sure that they have all the answers. They're so sure that they're the only game in town. And that's the sad part about it. That's the biggest sad part about it, is they really think they got it going together. Okay, as you heard, I think you've heard if you've been listening to the news a little bit, that white supremacist slave-owning Jefferson has got to go. Charlottesville votes to end Thomas Jefferson's birthday. They're not going to celebrate it anymore because he was a slave owner. So if that's going to be the case, can you imagine how many people you're not going to be able to celebrate him? If you're going to nail somebody for the sins of the past, and even it's ridiculous, they gave us this wonderful country, and the guy's not even here to protect himself or to defend himself. Are we serious? Charlottesville is the location of Jefferson's birth, his death, and a place he called home when he wasn't in Washington. He's the third president of these United States. So you can't even. Yeah. Jefferson was born April 13, 1743, founded the University of Virginia in his home in Monticello, sits on the little mountain on the outskirts of town, right? Draws about 500,000 people a year to come see it. Though Jefferson was a founding father who wrote, "All men are created equal," he also owned slaves. Some of the Charlottesville have spoken often about Jefferson's, problem here. But Spencer said, "I'm not sure that there's been a lot of listening. About 20 years ago, a new high school was planned for Charlottesville. At the time, the proposed name was a Monticello High School." Right? It sailed right through, but I think a lot of white Charlottesville people didn't give proper heed to, hey, why we call a house was actually a plantation. This is like yesterday's news. You see, we're right back to this. A lot of black friends I talk to, they're all on the same page. I don't know where people are getting the idea that you can't take our founding fathers. Read their letters to each other about slaves. Understand the history of the day. Understand what would have happened if they simply let those slaves go. And you look at how they treated their slaves. Not that slavery in any way, shape, manner, or form is okay. But if you think that they were going to give a slave, a black man of the day, give him a letter of release, and that black man was going to be able to go up and down the coast and nobody was going to bother him, you are sadly and sorely mistaken. He might have been picked up by somebody else. It's just the nastiest owner there is. It's like now we're down to changing the names of basketball. You can't call people who own basketball teams owners anymore. Now they're going to call them governor. Just amazing. There was a place where over 400 people were held in bondage, not only for the course of their lives, but the children that grew up in slavery as well. Talking again about the high school. On Monday, Charlottesville City Council voted to drop Jefferson's birthday as a city holiday. They created a new day in a separate vote called Liberation and Freedom Day. Oh, that was that 4th of July? No, of course not. Spencer said the new official holiday, which will be celebrated on March 3rd, commemorates that day in 1865 when General Philip Sheridan's troops rolled through town. And most of them probably didn't even occur on that day. It was the opening salvo for a lot of the Charlottesville's, freedom issues. So this is amazing. Yeah. You're going to now put down every one of our founding fathers who may have had slaves. Did you take the time to read any of the letters? Did you take the time to read what Jefferson actually thought about slavery? Go over to Wall Builders. Go to wallbuilders.com. Right? I'm not doing your homework for you anymore. When I spoon feed you guys, you don't remember anything. Go over to wallbuilders.com. And there's all kinds of information there. Copies of the original letters of our founding fathers. And really, truly, what they thought of slavery. Washington hated it. Oh, but he kept slaves anyhow. Again, I say to you, you weren't there. You don't know what the attitude of the day was. What do you think would have happened to those slaves if he simply let them go? Just curious. Do you think all slaves were beat? I love you people that get on my case. Sometimes you'll send me an email and go, "Well, yeah, of course you believe in slavery. Christians believe in slavery. God allowed slavery." Why don't you read the Old Testament and see what you had to do if you, quote-unquote, owned a slave? If you had a slave, how you had to treat it? Right? Male or female, how you had to treat them? How you had to take care of them? You couldn't beat them. Or you weren't supposed to. You had to pay their medical expenses. You had to feed them. You had to clothe them. I mean, I'm telling you, you talk about this stuff without doing any research. And it just makes a guy like me roll around laughing. Anyway, God bless. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Send some of your friends back to listen to the second hour, the segment with that guy who was fighting for his son's life. He needs help. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here tomorrow.